Welcome to FYM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daf Lamed in the Oizu Adar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting to have Chavtesam and Beis towards the bottom. We're going to use over here the Girso of Reb Chaim. There's different Girsos over here. We're using Reb Chaim's Girso. Omab Yechanon, Kono Chatzi Sode, one who purchased half a field. Fikotzer Chatzi Chetzu, and he harvest half of that half, meaning he harvest one quarter of the field. When Daf Lamed and Mudalaf on top. He did not have a chance to harvest the second quarter, which is the second half of what he purchased, and until he went and purchased the entire field. So now he owns the entire field, and he harvests a quarter of it. The din is mafish min aroshim ala imtsoim, umen imtsoim ala roshim. Veinu mafish min aroshim ala roshim. Meaning, the first quarter of the field has no relation, so to speak, with the second half of the field. Because when he owned the first half, and you harvest the first quarter, at that time he did not own the second half. So at that time, that first quarter is completely standing on its own, and it's its own field. When he purchased the second half of the field, now the second half and the second quarter connect together. So that's what the Gemara is telling us like this. He could do payo from the middle, which means the second quarter, on the entire field. On the first quarter, because they were together before he purchased the second half. And on the second half, because they were together once he purchased the second half, before you harvest the second quarter. But he cannot do payoff in the first quarter on the second half, and vice versa. Because the first quarter and the second half were never together. So he cannot do payoff on both. And that's the girsa Reb Chaim uses over here, the girsa of Roshin. Roshin means the two edges, the first quarter and the second half. Not like our Gemara says, Rishon. Rishon means the first. It's only the first. The first and the last are able to connect through the middle, which means through what he purchased later. Says the Gemara, a similar thing. Or maybe Shua ben Levi. He has one field. Chetzio hi v'yeshlish. One half, ripe. It gets to the stage of a third, and now it's obligated in payo. V'chetzio lo hi v'yeshlish. The other half did not get to the stage of obligation and payments. It didn't get to the third of it, the gidul. It didn't get to the right place that it's supposed to get to. And it doesn't have a chiyu payos. There's no obligation of payo on the second half. And then what happened? Now, he harvested the first quarter of the field. The second quarter, he did not harvest yet. And then the entire field came to the stage where it's obligated and payo. So the din is, mafish mina roshin ala imtsoim, umin imtsoim ala roshin, pein mafish mina roshim ala roshim. It's the exact same thing as we said before. He could give payo from the second quarter, which is the middle, on the two edges, meaning on the first quarter and on the second half. Because the middle, the second quarter, was connected to the first quarter in the first stage before you harvest the first quarter. And it was connected to the second half once he harvests the first quarter before you harvest the second. The entire field became obligated to pay. So they're connected together. So he does pay it from there on the entire field. But the two edges that they were not obligated to pay on the same time, he cannot do pay off from one edge to the other edge. When halacha zok de mishto, hamoicher kilche ilon b'tech sadeu. Someone sells small trees in his field to somebody else. Noisin peyam mikol echad ve'echad. So the buyer will give payoff from each tree, because each tree is a standalone item, and you have pay on each one. Omer Abiudo Emosa, when is that? Bezman Shaloshir Baal Asote. That's only if the owner of the field did not leave anything for himself. Aval Shir Baal Asote, Unisin Pei Alakol. But if the owner of the field owns any part of the field, so he is obligated to pay on that part, so he merely is obligated to pay on the entire field, even on the trees that he sold, he's still obligated to pay. Says the Gemara, At Kedoin Kishihit Chiliktzer. This is all with the owner of the field started harvesting, so he has an obligation to pay. So he already has an obligation to pay, so even though now he sold some of the trees to others, he's still going to be obligated to pay, as we'll see soon. Says the one that Flamin with Beis, what happens if he did not start harvesting? The Dear Abuda says also that the owner of the field, if he has any part of the field, he will do payoff, even though he's not yet obligated, and the buyer already took the tree. Says when Ishrino Minadol, the Churim could bring a raya from the following, which is a similar case. So we know there is a chiyuv of Reishis, I guess, which refers to shearing wool. When a person goes and shears the amount, which is five recheilers, five animals, so he's obligated to give to the koyen ratios against this matas kehuna that you give from the shearing of the wool. So a person went and he bought the geis tzoinoi, the wool, of his friend. Im shira moicher, if the moicher, the seller, kept anything for himself, so a moicher is obligated to give the ratios against to the koyen, he's obligated the whole thing. If not, the buyer is obligated, he takes the whole thing, so he's obligated to give ratios against. Says the Gemara, it's the same Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. The same way Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, that when the seller has a part in the field, he's obligated to pay for the entire field, so also Rashi's Ages, when the seller still has the ownership there, he's obligated to Rashi's Ages. So says the Gemara, Shani hi tamon b'shehitchi ligzois b'sheloi tchi ligzois. There, by Rashi's Ages, can you say there's a difference if you already start shearing the wool or not? There's no difference. The obligation of Rashi's Ages has nothing to do with starting to shear it. Dafka by grain, when we talk about harvesting the field, so there's a difference. If you start harvesting, are you obligated to pay or not? Because pay, you don't start until you don't start the ketzira. But by shearing, it has nothing to do with if you start or didn't start. The obligation is, when you have wool, you need to give Rashi's Ages. So of course, there's no difference if you started to shear it or not. So therefore, here we say also, because we compared both concepts to each other, so we say the same way, Bereshis Ages, even if he did not start to shear, he is obligated, the owner, if he has ownership in it, he's obligated in the whole Bereshis Ages. Also by Peyo, even though he did not start to harvest, he's obligated in the Peyo if he owns part of the field. My time with the Abiyudu. What's the reason of Abiyudu, says the Gemara? What's the reason that the owner is obligated? Is it because Mishum Nechoivas Kotzir Bekamo? Because the obligation is in Kamo. Meaning, when is a person obligated in Peah? What's the main Chiv of Peah, as we said before? When a person harvests the field, and what he left in the end, that is the main obligation of Peah. So here, because the owner owns part of the field, so when you get to the Chiv of Peah, the main Chiv of Peah, when you have the end of the Kamo, I mean the end of the Ketzira, so then the obligation is on the owner. So that's what you say. The owner is obligated to pay off because he has part of the field, and he merely is obligated when you get to the end of the ketzira. Is that the reason? Or is it just that's the deal of mekach u'memkar? When a person sells something to his friend, part of the deal is, I am not going to give you the obligations that I have. I'm selling you to you free and clear. You're not obligated to do the payo. Is that the reason? So the Gemara here has a suffix. What is the reasoning that the owner is obligated? Is it because it's a din in hilchis peyo, that the peyo is the main obligation is the end of the harvest, and that the owner has partnership in it, so he's obligated? Or because it's a din in mekach u'memkar, in the selling halachis, you have a din that I'm not selling to you a chayva? Says the Gemara, Shreini Merado. Let's learn again from the previous case. Lokas get soin chaveiroi. When a person buys the shearing of his friend, im shira moicher, a moicher chayav. The moicher has it, he's obligated. Vim lav lo kechav. And the owner does not have any part in it, the buyer's chayav. For my view, b'shav yechron de abyudin. And we learned before, that it's the same achloik as we have there, we have over here. Yisrael emeir taman shechayv is katzer bekamo. By there, you can't say that the obligation is bekamo. The obligation of Rashi's Ages is only once you finish the shearing of the wool. That's not true. The obligation of Rashi's Ages is even before you shear the wool. You have to say that the reasoning is that a person who sells the wool to his friend, he's taking upon himself the obligation of Rashi's Ages. So here, when a person sells his field, sells the trees in his field, he's taking upon himself the obligation of payo as long as he has any ownership in it. Says more manafik mibinayun. What's the difference between these two explanations in Rabbi Yehuda? Offer lekach v'yifish. What happens if the buyer decides he will give payo? In Tamar, if you say mishum shechoyvas kotzir bekamo, because the obligation of the payo is when you get to the end of the field. Hifish, hifish. So if the lokeach decides that he's going to do the payo, because he is obligated to pay, he can do the payo. He can't come and force the seller to come and do it. Because even though the main pay is to do it in the end, you could do a payah in the middle of the field too. So the buyer is considered to be that he owns the middle of the harvest. He decides to do payah, kol hakavod, he takes the payah is for him, and he cannot come back to the seller and say, you should give the payah. Because you're right, the main obligation is on the seller, but the buyer also has shaykhs in the field and he can give payah. But if it's a deal in Mekach u'Memkar, that when one sells the field to his friend, so part of the deal is, I'm going to take care of the payo. Now you, he fish shenoyt l'min odomim. So then if the buyer did give payo, he could go back to the seller and say, give me money, compensation for the fact that I gave the payo that you were obligated to do. Another nafkamin between the two explanations. Nishav chelkoy shel moicher. What happens if the seller who owns part of the field, that part that he has got burnt and he lost what he has? If you say because in the end of the harvest he's the one who owns it and he needs to give payo, nisraf. If he got burned, Now he's not obligated to pay anymore. But if it's because of the deal of Mekach u'Memkar, then when I sell a field, the seller is obligated to give him the payo. So the buyer will have to give payah because he has the fruits, but he could go back to the seller and say, pay me, because that's part of the deal, that you're the one who's giving the payah. With this, we conclude, Yushalmi Payah Daf Lamet.